Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my WordPress Help Desk. My name is Ken Freeman, and for the next 15 minutes, I want to invite you to hang around for all things WordPress. In addition to the hot news about WordPress from all of our friends in the WordPress community and news about WordPress this week, later in this podcast, I want to talk about the pending upgrade to 4.5 that is coming real soon. What will the new upgrade bring to your WordPress experience? Do you understand what the REST API will mean for your site, and will you be able to upgrade to the new WordPress without breaking your older plugins? Find out all about this in our podcast here on My WordPress Help Desk today. However, remember, our podcast is sponsored by our incredibly lightning-fast WordPress hosting, which offers full WordPress support. Visit hosting-master.com. Our site-keeper.com services offer full WordPress support to the sites that we don't host, and it offers WordPress site editing and maintenance as well. You would be shocked to learn how little it will cost to have your own webmaster assigned to your own website. And of course, if you're looking for a webmaster who knows WordPress inside out, call wp-sitemakers.com and have me quote on your next project. Visit hosting-master.com, site-keeper.com, and wp-sitemakers.com. And remember, if you have a question or want to make a comment about this podcast or any of our other podcasts, call me at 903-926-2607 or email support@mywphelpdesk.com. Now, be sure to subscribe right here on Blog Talk Radio, share us with your friends, and don't forget that our archives are now found on SomeoneCaresRadio.com. Now, I can't wait to tell you all about the new WordPress 4.5, but first, the news. In the news from Torque Mag, the ultimate pre-launch checklist for WordPress sites is now available for download. Now, this article has been written for Torque by Nick Shatterhoff, and the ultimate pre-launch checklist for WordPress sites is a free downloadable ebook that comes from WP Engine that covers the various steps involved in setting up a WordPress website. And it looks at things like content, design, marketing, SEO, legal backups, security, and more. And you can download that ultimate pre-launch checklist for WordPress sites over at wp-engine/try/WordPress website pre-launch checklist. Now, whether you're creating a site for the first time or if you find yourself repeatedly launching websites, then this detailed checklist can help you create your roadmap to streamline the setup of your WordPress site. Do you want to improve content marketing with WordPress? When it comes to content marketing on WordPress, the focus has always been blogging. Individuals quickly learn that blogs should be made of easy-to-read, snackable content that will eventually increase their following, that is, if they do a good job. Well, the end goal of any aspiring blogger is to become the authority in their niche, which leads them to all kinds of opportunities. But the problem of this approach is actually very simple. Since bloggers tend to post about many aspects of their industry in a seemingly random order, the only people that really end up benefiting are the professionals that are perfecting their skills. The larger audience, in other words, everyone else, seems to be lost since they don't even know where to begin. And the solution to overcoming this frustration situation en route to becoming an expert in your own industry is a bit unconventional, but the most effective solution is available, and that's called e-learning systems. E-learning systems have been around for a while and are finally starting to gain more and more momentum among the marketing circles. Now, you can learn all about e-learning systems for WordPress over at this helpful article on torquemag.io/2016/03/improve-content-marketing-wordpress. In the news from Planet WordPress TV, HumanMade hires Sibion McQueen, a development firm. The development firm HumanMade Limited announced that it has hired Sibion McQueen as their events director. human-made worked very closely with McEwen, who helped organize and run a Day of Rest conference, which was devoted to the WordPress REST API. And according to the Post, his role is to expand the company's events, including the Day of Rest conference. And then, of course, in WordPress hosting news, hosting-master.com has just been tested against Media Temple and beat them hands down. The results, 1.1 second page download for Hosting-Master and 18 seconds page download for Media Temple. If you're hosting on that horribly slow Media Temple, call and have your site transferred to Hosting-Master today. In plugin news, from among the 43,675 plugins available, you can start building emails and newsletters in just minutes with no programming knowledge required. SendPress Newsletters is an easy-to-use WordPress newsletter plugin that has all the features that you need. Create newsletter templates with your style and edit content just like you would any WordPress. Easily import post content into your site, schedule newsletters to be sent at the right time, and sending great emails and newsletters today right from WordPress with their new newsletter plugin. Check it out over at the plugin repository or go to https://wordpress.org/plugins/sendpress. In new site development news, check out the brand new thediamondbroker.net and communicadeinc.com. These are two brand new sites that are maintained and hosted by hosting-master.com. Well, I want to tell you all about the pending upgrade. So as we do, let's say this is the end of our news. Now let's go into the focus on WordPress 4.5. Well, today I want to tell you about the WordPress update that is planned for April. Unlike many projects that brought the core to the screen first, this upgrade is building WordPress from the perspective of plugins first rather than the core first, and then plugins then are conforming to the core. Well, this time they're building and testing plugins, and now we're going to modify the core to the result of the plugins. WordPress 4.5 beta number 2 is now available for download, and it should be released in its production version in April. This software is right now still in development, so I don't recommend you run it on a production site just yet. Instead, consider setting up a test site to play with the new version, and you can get all that information over at wordpress.org. Now, what is this new WordPress 4.5 going to bring us? Well, we know that it's going to fix some of the things like the horizontal rule, editing shortcut, and dismissible paste as text notice in Tiny MCE. It's going to provide some selective refresh support, which is going to be enabled in core themes and titles and taglines, which allows shift-click to focus on controls and PHP filters to apply in the preview. And we know they have resolved a fatal error on image upload when Image Magic could not complete stripping meta during resize, and they fixed over 100 various bugs. There's about 13 bugs still yet to be worked out, but I think this will all come out in April. But what will this new update mean to you and me? Well, first of all, the upgrades to the visual editor are going to be really fun and I believe make our life easier. 4.5 is bringing a new diversity of editing options to the visual editor, and most of these changes will build on the inline editing that was introduced in WordPress 4.3. Inside, you're going to find more inline formatting shortcuts, such as surrounding text in asterisk will italicize the text, surrounding text with two asterisks will bold the text, and surrounding text in apostrophes will indicate code. Now, inline ink editing is going to be better because you're not going to have to deal with that old bothersome pop-up that comes up when you want to add a link. No more pop-ups. Every time you go to add a link, you'll use the same control K anywhere, and you'll be able to open the inline link editor rather than having a modal pop-up interrupt your workflow. Enter the link data and WordPress auto-generates both the text and the link. No more having to type the text, stopping, highlighting, copying, and then opening the link pop-up. It will do it all as you type. And this dramatically speeds up writing links on your WordPress website. Now, if you use comments, you're going to find much better comment moderation. In the current iteration of WordPress, when someone leaves a comment comment on your website, simply get an email notification. And then when you approve or you mark it as spam or trash it from the comment moderation screen, you can view and moderate the new comment, but chances are you're looking at a mess. And not only can you edit the comment here, but the comment itself is displayed as one unformatted chunk of HTML elements sticking out every which way. And this has never been the best user experience. 4.5 corrects this. The new comment will appear fully formatted, and you can follow a link from there to edit the comment. The biggest change users will notice are the design improvements of the comment moderation screen when clicking on one of the available links in the comment moderation email. Instead of appearing as a large block of plain text comments, they are now going to be formatted as long as they contain any of the following HTML elements, such as A for links, ABBR for abbreviations, acronym, B for bold, block quote, cite code, DEL for deleting, EM for emphasizing, or I for italicize, or Q for quotation, S for specifying text that is no longer correct, strike, which defines the strike through text, and strong, which defines important text. So, in other words, comments within WordPress are going to look a lot better and change dramatically. Now, there's support for theme logos. Jetpack introduced theme logo support way back in 2014, and it became popular enough as a feature to be ported over into the WordPress core for 4.5. Right now, this feature can be found in the dashboard under the Appearance Customized Site Identity, and this may be changing prior to launch because as the UX was being tested, it indicated that this being placed over in the customizer might not be the most user-friendly spot. So considering the amount of time it took me to track down this feature, I'm going to agree with them, but I think when we see 4.5, it may be even easier. Site previews in mobile, tablet, and desktop formatting is going to be a big deal now within WordPress. Do you hate having to track down the tablet or wrestle it away from your teenager to check how a site might look on that tablet? Wish you could preview your site to see what's going on a desktop, tablet, or mobile phone before the change is made. With 4.5, they are adding responsive previewing with the click of a button. That's going to be a neat little additional feature to WordPress. And WordPress is 4.5 is going to give us better image scaling. 4.4 saw the introduction of what was called responsive images. An 800 by 600 image might look good on a desktop, but try looking at it on your phone. 4.4 fixed that by allowing images to scale to the device size. 4.5 is upgrading this functionality, and now they will be able to shrink up to 50% with little or no discernible quality loss. And coming in 4.5, you can now use email login. You still have to remember your password, but you can now log in using your email. Email usernames are now, and I think they will be, a big thing in the future. And then for developers, of course, there's a handful of changes coming that would be of specific interest to developers, and I can't go into all of those here today. But just to say, go over and look at the WordPress 4.5 information on WordPress.org. I know we're all looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. Not only is WordPress growing, but I think our favorite CMS is staying healthy and competitive with the diversity of these new features, and so we're watching with great anticipation to the update in April. Now, I do hope that you've enjoyed today's podcast. Remember to support our sponsors, AWS, CreativeSolutions.com, Site-Keeper.com, WP-SiteMakers.com, and of course, our high-speed hosting, hosting-master.com. Now, before you go, won't you subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio or go over to our archives on the new SomeoneCaresRadio.com. And you can go down to the bottom of that page and see the link to my WordPress Help Desk podcast. Friends, I want you to join with us, and if we can help you with your website, if you need to ask someone about what to do with your WordPress, give me a call, 903-926-2607, and I can't wait to meet you again next week as we talk again all things WordPress on mywordpresshelpdesk.com. You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.